All right, what's going on? Welcome to the Vital Life Podcast, baby. We got a microphone now. We got a microphone. It sounds good, don't it? All right, so in this episode of the Vital Life Podcast, we got some oomph going because we got this new microphone. You know, this is the first one with a new mic. Oh, let me know if you like this. All right, and now you have no excuse not to subscribe to Apple and Spotify podcasts. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram. We're making moves. We got our first product coming out soon. Go check out the website. Might be up by the time you hear. It'll definitely be up by the time you hear this because this is being recorded a while earlier. Enough said. All right. In this episode of the Vital Life Podcast, we're going to be going through habits and how habits form, how to understand what's going on with those habits, and how to break those habits if you want to break those habits, or how to build new habits if you want to do that too. I did that. Made a big difference. All right. So if you're excited, let's go. Let's hop into it, baby. Hey, thanks, Luke, about that Spotify or that. Oh, fuck. Hey, thanks, Luke, for that ink sponsorship. You know, we're not making much, but it's honest work. All right, so what is a habit? How do we know what a habit is? How can we identify a habit? How can we break those habits? How are we going to break those habits, baby? We want to break those habits. So to kind of bring it down a lot, you know, like what is a habit? A habit is something that comes from a trigger. A stimulus from your environment is going to trigger you to do something, right? That's my representation of a habit. You might think of a habit as like, you know, I bite my nails, I kind of like pick my fingers, I'm addicted to certain things, I have a habit of eating sugar, I have a habit of checking social media and getting those like dopamine responses, those things like that. Those are habits, you know, like they're habits. Brushing your teeth, that's a habit. Not all habits are bad, not all habits are good, you know, some are just so-so. You want to bring into your life the habits that are going to help you. In order to do that, you got to start to break some of the unhealthy habits. So we're going to go through and talk about what makes an unhealthy habit and how can you break that unhealthy habit. Habits come from a trigger. Something in your environment will cause you to do another thing. You know, you look at it as, oh, I'm feeling anxious. I'm feeling nervous. Let me check my phone. Oh, I'm feeling anxious or I'm uncomfortable. Let me bite my fingers. Oh, I'm feeling anxious. You get the point. You know, like their triggers are from your environment that are causing you to do something. And so if you want to break that habit, you need to change the triggers or you need to remodel how you respond to those triggers. Let's just say like you want to get a better habit when you're going to sleep of doing some breath work, right? Now put something by the lights when you turn the lights off so that you remember to do the breath work, right? After you turn the lights off, now it's time to do breath work in the dark, something like that. You got to make your life easier by including things on purpose for your future self. You know, if you want to break a habit, let's say you have a nicotine addiction, you want to break that nicotine addiction. First thing you need to do is just pay attention to how you respond to nicotine. Pay attention. Don't stop. Don't try to quit yet. Continue doing what you're doing and just pay attention to what it feels like when you're doing it. Pay attention to what makes you want that nicotine, what makes you want to crave that sugar, what makes you want to overeat, what are the triggers for your habit. This is what you need to identify now. This is going to make it a lot easier for you to figure out how to break these habits in the future on. If you want to break the habits, this is going to be how you do it. If you don't care to break them, that's okay. If you want to set up new habits, you need to set up triggers. You need to set up a trigger and a response. I got on my wall behind me. It's a chain reaction. Number one, the thing that happens is a trigger causes you to do something. And that something is number two. It goes trigger, action, reward, reinforcement. That is how I define habits. There's some great books out there if you want to look at Atomic Habits or Healthy Habits. There's great books on those. I haven't actually read those books. Those are something I want to do, but I just haven't. Going about your life and deliberately choosing to include things in your life to make it so you can have new habits is going to be so powerful and life-changing for you. If you haven't done this, if you haven't heard of this stuff, like this is real. You got to utilize your conscious self to make your unconscious and your subconscious easier to manage. This is 101, you know? Like, you can't just expect everything to work itself out without doing anything. Your subconscious is like a damn elephant. You can't control that thing, but you can, like, put little carrots. I don't know if elephants like carrots. You can put carrots on the way, and the elephant's going to follow the carrots. Like, you need to understand that this is something so much bigger than you, and that you can't just deliberately use your willpower all day to break these habits, to prevent yourself from doing these habits, when you still have the same triggers. Those triggers are causing you to want to do an action, whether it's drinking, smoking, nicotine, eating, whether it's anything, honestly, whether it's brushing your teeth, whether it's meditating, whether it's flossing. You can now put triggers in place to stop you from doing the things that you don't want to do, or to start you doing the things that you want to do. If you want to wake up in the morning and start to meditate, and you want to bring a meditation routine into your life, make it the same thing every day. Make it exactly the same from the moment you get out of bed, put your pillows on your bed, make your bed, do whatever, brush your teeth, shower, meditate. That is your next thing for the day. You meditate next. Or if you want to put other kinds of triggers so that you could start to include meditation. Now, this is so important because you can leverage trigger building actions to make your life easier, right? I'm not going to talk about all the bad stuff. You know, if you want to break your habits, look at those triggers. Pay attention to what you're doing, right? You want to break the habits, pay attention to what you're doing, what's causing you to do those habits in the first place. Are you anxious? Are you nervous? Are you lonely? Are you some kind of stimulus, some kind of trigger? Whether you leave the house and you want to do something now that you left the house, like something in your environment, something inside you, external and internal, are both going to be triggers, right? If you're depressed, maybe you want to eat. That's a trigger for you. You're probably like, stop giving me goddamn triggers and give me something else. Well, that's pretty much the biggest thing for habits, is there's triggers that cause you to do an action, which give you a reward, depending on whatever the action is. Some of the rewards are huge. Some of the rewards aren't. There's a problem when the rewards are so damn big, because you can't, it's not sustainable. If the rewards are so pleasing, it's not going to be sustainable. That's why you got to do it in moderation. You got to give yourself the ability to deal with not having the reward. And if it's so big, you start to crave that. In the episode of attachment, which is a amazing episode, I just finished recording, that goes very deep into this kind of stuff. But let's just say you don't want to break your habit, but you want to replace your habit. You know, you want to keep the same triggers, or you don't want to keep the same triggers. We're going to go into building a habit now, and why you would want to build habits in your life. And I'm going to go through some of the habits I've built in my life, you know? So how do you build a habit? How do you do something without even realizing you're doing something, you know? That's kind of what a habit is. That's doing something subconsciously, subliminally, without you choosing to do it, just out of your random self, you know, just doing it without thinking. The habits that I've put into my life are going to be meditation, yoga. Those are the first two things I do when I wake up. I make my bed, I shower. Maybe it's not the first two things. And then I get all whatever else is included, and then I will go and do yoga and stretch my body. And then I will go and meditate after I'm done my yoga. Those are two things that I do back to back. They're complementing each other. I'm stretching and getting into the flow of meditation with the yoga, and then I actually do a meditation. So it's like it's one and the same, but it's not. It's two different forms of meditation. It's very powerful, and it gives you the ground for the rest of your day. You can't expect to be able to do everything without making your life easier. You can't expect to just have it. It doesn't happen like that. You can't just have happiness. You have to work for understanding what it is. You can't just have money. You have to work, and you have to understand what's going on to it. There's a process to this. There's a process to all these things. Now it's time to build your habits. It's time to choose, and let's just take an example, right? Let's do an example, and I'm going to model. Let's say I wanted to put a new habit into my life, right? All right, so I meditate in the mornings. Let's just say I want to start meditating in the afternoons, right when I'm about to go to sleep, right? I want to make this a habit. I want to do this because it gives you some godly sleep. I mean, holy crap, I did it once or twice, and I just passed. I have never had sleep like that. The sleep was amazing. When I woke up, I had too much energy. I couldn't even have coffee. It was that crazy. I still had coffee and I felt like a crack rock. But meditating, let's just say I want to meditate right before I go to bed and I want to make this a habit. So how would I set this up? How would I do it? Right? How would I set up this habit so that I start to do it without even thinking about it? Well, what do I do before I go to sleep? You know, I get ready to go to bed. I've already showered and now I make a tea. I make a sleep tea. And so I can make a cue. As soon as I start to drink this sleep tea and I've done the sleep tea, it's time to meditate. Or as soon as I leave my, let's just say I leave all my pillows on my bed, right? And then I'm getting ready to go to bed. Well, as soon as I take off all those pillows, now I put a pillow on the floor and I can sit on that one and I can meditate. Something like that. It's very easy. Some include your routine already and just diverge it a little bit. So take what you're normally doing during the day and just diverge it a little bit and change it up a little bit so that you can include what you want to include, whether it's 5 minutes of meditation or eating healthier foods. Try and make your routine aligned with your habit. Try to make your new habit that you want to do align with your routine. It's probably a lot better said like that. I know we look at habits as something that's like without us, like something that we can't change. Like, oh, I got a habit. It's, I got a habit of doing this. I got a habit of doing that. Habits really come down to the triggers. And if you have the, now that you have the understanding that triggers are so important, and if you want to go read some great books of like Atomic Habits, and you really think that this is important for you, I really recommend that one. It'll probably change your life. I haven't read it, so I couldn't tell you. But what I can tell you is it comes down to understanding your mind, understanding that you have a subconscious. You have an elephant that's going about its day. It's just stomping on everything. But sometimes the elephant can get distracted by a carrot too. You could put those carrots down now. You can go and put those carrots down. You know, if your habit's a little bit more intense, like a habit of going to the gym, that takes a little bit more. You know, it takes a little bit more to include it. Give yourself space to include that in your routine now. You have to make a habit. I mean, me, I cannot go a week without working out. It's not even like it's a habit anymore. It does so much for my body that it's life changing. Like I can't not do it. And the endorphins, the way I feel, the way it makes me, like I wouldn't even call going to the gym a habit. Like that's just deeper to me. It's where I get to push myself and take my intensity and rein in my focus and keep that dog mentality, you know, keep that, hey, like I'm going to do this. That mentality of just that's all it is. I'm just going to do this. And that's why I like the gym. And I know this is about the habits, but I really think I touched on everything that I can with regards to habits. And I really think I touched on everything you need to be able to change your habits. Understanding that your habits are caused by cues, caused by triggers, and that's going to lead to an action. And that action is likely going to cause a reward. The higher the reward is, the likely the more effort you're going to have to do on changing that habit. Or what you do is continue doing that habit and just be mindful of what you're doing. And you slowly start to strip the reward away from the habit. You know, let's say you want to go smoke a cigarette. Let's say you have a habit of smoking a cigarette. You look at all the cues. What happens when you want a cigarette? Well, your body starts to change. Your body starts to crave a cigarette, right? You go outside and you're like, oh, this is a perfect place to start to smoke. So you break it out, you flick the lighter and you start to smoke the cigarette. But now don't stop. You know, like what you need to do is pay attention to how you feel. Pay attention to what made you want the cigarette, how your body felt when you wanted the cigarette. Pay attention to what's going on inside you and outside you. Because now that you have identified what's going on inside you and outside you, you can realize when something else is taking over your body. You can realize when your subconscious is starting to take over your body and you're no longer in control. So now you can pay attention to how you're smoking the cigarette and how you feel. How does it taste? How does it smell? How does it feel having that go into your lungs? Like this kind of stuff, these thoughts. You know, these are the thoughts that you need to have while you're doing this. And slowly you start to strip away the reward from the habit. If there is even a reward, you know, there's a lot of literature and science on the fact that smoking might not be as hard as you think to quit. It's just the fact that you think it's difficult. That is probably the only thing that's stopping you from quitting. You know, you think it's hard and you give yourself an excuse. There is a lot of literature on this, but also I'm not in those shoes, so I can't talk about, I haven't had an addiction like that. So I'm very much a virgin to addictions. And I know it's a lot harder, especially for me sitting here to say this, and for you over there, if you have one, to be able to break this stuff. But this stuff, the fact that you want to break these habits or you want to build new habits is more than enough that tells me that you should do that. If you want something, do it. If you want to break something and you think it's going to be better for your life, just try it. Try it for 30 days. I mean, like, come on, 30 days in the grand scheme of things, that's nothing. Take 30 days of your life to try something new. I mean, what is it going to do? What are you afraid of? You're afraid it might work and you might be better off. That's the worst case scenario. I mean, it's not the worst. That's just the scenario, you know? The worst case scenario, nothing changes. Exactly the same. So try it. Just try it. You know, I can't give you these things. But what I can tell you is that practicing these things is going to be a world different and a million times better, because you're going to learn more on the way. You can probably have your own podcast on breaking habits, because you're going to go into this a lot deeper than I would. You know, this is what we do. We learn, we change, and we learn and we adapt to our surroundings. You could change your surroundings and you can adapt to those, and you could be even better. So if you enjoyed this one and you like the new microphone because it's actually nice to talk into something, let me know, you know? Go ahead, subscribe to Apple and Spotify podcasts. If you don't know, I do every Tuesday and every Thursday. I'll have an episode published. And go ahead and check out that Instagram. By the time you're listening to this, likely I will have a supplement, a pre-workout for you with your name on it to buy and try, you know? If you want to try it for 30 days and build a new habit, ha! Got them. And as always, go live that vital life. Thank you so much.